This time, Kansas City's All-Star game was Major League Soccer, played in Sporting Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Sporting Kansas City coach Peter Vermes rejoiced that soccer in the city has grown from the struggling days of the Wizards to maybe the soccer capital of the United States.
It's really unimaginable. If you would have told me back then that this would have been this case now that we sit in, I would have told you you're absolutely nuts. I mean, really, there's no way that I ever would have thought that.
The American All-Stars lost to AC Roma 3-1, but most agreed it was a win for Kansas City and the local economy. At one time, the pro soccer stadium was going to be at the site of the old Bannister Mall, but Kansas lured it across the state line. This week, there were big new plans for the Bannister site, with the Missouri Development Finance Board endorsing $10 million in incentives for Cerner Corporation to develop a 233-acre site there that could produce 15,000 new jobs. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver joined striking fast food workers as they campaigned to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
There is no empirical evidence to suggest all of the claims that we see by those who fight against the minimum wage.
The pickets in Midtown Kansas City were part of a seven-city effort. Amazingly, three injured children were out of the hospital just 2 days after a car crashed through the front of a daycare center near 27th and Monroe, despite the fact that two were for a time pinned underneath the vehicle. Dan Verbeck talked with a seven-year-old boy who had the presence of mind to look out for his two-year-old brother.
Because I just heard a noise and then I ran in a two-year-old and grabbed my little brother. I was next to the door where it happened.
Police say the driver of an SUV rear-ended the parked car, shoving it through the front of the daycare center. It was still a bit murky about what caused him to do that. The Kansas City City Council passed an anti-bullying ordinance under which parents could be fined up to $1,000 if their kids are bullies. Sponsor Scott Taylor said a similar parental responsibility ordinance had been a help in preventing youth curfew violations.
We found in other areas in this committee, when we get parents involved, we get results.
Parents wouldn't necessarily be fined. The kids could go through an educational diversion program on the effects of bullying. It appeared that Governor Nixon's veto of a Missouri tax cut bill would not face an override attempt. House Speaker Tim Jones said he just doesn't have the votes to override.
Unless those individuals and others who have concerns can look me in the eye and say, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to vote for the override, then there is no reason for me to bring it up because I don't think there'll be a single Democratic vote for the override.
Reputed billionaire Rex Sinkfield had spent $2.5 million campaigning for the override. Wrapping up the week, Missouri Democratic Party Chair Mike Sanders announced that he'll resign from the position and had intended to do so months ago.
I was asked by party leaders to stick around until after roughly this July. It's July, and so here we are.
And a judge ruled against the Missouri Department of Education's attempt to close Kansas City's Gordon Parks Elementary School because of low test scores. This is KCUR.